God is a just God, and he is going to settle the score for the injustice in life. Not just here, but in eternity. When somebody's hurt you, who can do a better job of settling the score, you or God? Who has more resources at their disposal, you or God? Well, God does. So God says, let me handle that. Instead, I want you to respond by overcoming evil with good.
This is Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. In a time where tolerance is valued more than truth, every believer in Christ needs more than ever to know what it takes to build a godly foundation for their life. As we continue this series called Building My Life on Values That Last, Rick will look closely at the biblical principles of trust, self-control, balance, respect, forgiveness, moral purity, fairness, honesty, and love. Now, in just a little while, we're going to tell you about how you can get a hold of a solid collection of teaching from Rick that will make a great addition to your audio library or a wonderful gift for a friend or loved one. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. And you can find out more about it by going to rickwarren.org while you listen to today's message. That's rickwarren.org, or you can just text the word daily to 313131 for more info. Right now, here's Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Developing Self-Control.
So, what's the right way to deal with anger? Well, let me give you three ways not to deal with anger first. The Bible says first, don't suppress it. Don't suppress it, your anger. Now, suppression means to store it up inside. You're not denying it. You know it's there, but you just bottle it all up. And if you just keep pushing it down, suppressing, it's kind of like if you were to take a Coke bottle and shake it up. One day it's going to pop. And if you swallow your anger, your stomach's going to keep score. Okay? Or your back. Or your headache. Or any number of other physical things that doctors tell us are often brought on by suppressed anger. If you don't talk it out, then you're going to take it out on your body. Does that make sense? So don't suppress it. The Bible doesn't say do that. That's not being Christian, just saying, oh, I'm going to just shove it all down. Number two, don't repress it. Don't repress it. Now, in repression, you don't just push it down. You just totally deny it. I am not angry. Everything is fine. Yes, my husband is an alcoholic who is totally irresponsible, but everything's just fine. Yes, my wife spends more money, or my husband spends more money than we can possibly make, and we're always in debt, but it's okay. We're fine. That's called denial. And what's happening there is you are repressing your anger. Now, when you repress it enough, it freezes, and frozen anger has a word for it. Are you ready? Depression. A lot of times I've met with couples when I used to do marriage counseling, and I talk to them and they come and say, I'm so depressed. And what I really want to say, stop saying you're depressed. Admit it. I'm angry. I'm angry at my husband, or I'm angry at my wife, but because I'm a Christian, I don't think I can express anger. Therefore, I'm going to push it down. I'm going to freeze it. And frozen anger is called depression. It's frozen rage. Don't repress it, and don't suppress it. Number three, don't express it in inappropriate ways. By the way, when you deny that you're angry, that's called lying. And that in itself is a sin. You say, well, I'm not angry, when you really are. That's being dishonest. God doesn't want you to be dishonest. You want to see an honest example of anger, just go read the Psalms. The thing I love about the Psalms is David just tells it like it is. He spills his guts, and sometimes he goes, God, life stinks. God, life is unfair. My enemies are all against me. Things aren't going good, and I'm not so excited about you right now either. And you know what? And God is not shocked by this. God doesn't go, oh, really? I'm going to fall off of my throne in heaven because you're upset. No, God can handle your anger. It's okay. And just, if you want to know how to pray in anger, go read the Psalms. Because after he gets it all out, he goes, now God, okay, I know you're going to help me with this. And where else can I turn but to you? Because nobody else has the answers. So you don't repress it, don't suppress it, don't express it. Now, we can express it in a lot of wrong ways. Some of you are pouters. In fact, you have a PhD in pouting. And when you pout, you get so pouty. And your lip gets about 5 inches long. And everybody has to walk around on pins and needles or eggshells around you, like, because pretty pouty Paula is right there, you know? And you're just, you know, everybody has to baby you because you're upset. Others of you, you're not pouters. You're just sarcastic. And you whip that tongue out and, you know, you are an expert at cold cuts. Okay? You got that spice tongue down real good there, you know, that deli meat. And it's, you know, spice tongue, cold cuts. I want to tell you what, a sharp tongue will cut your own throat. And that sarcasm will come back to haunt you. And you may feel good, and you may feel witty, and you may feel like, I got them. But what you're doing is destroying a relationship. Because you hurt people with your words.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's rickwarren.org, or just text the word daily to 313131. That's the word daily to 313131. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
So many people request copies of Rick's teachings every day for their personal audio libraries, and there are hundreds of messages that are asked for over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick has asked us to put together another great collection of his most requested teachings. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. If you've been listening to Daily Hope for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. They include Escaping the People Pleaser Trap, How to Keep from Stressing Out, How to Recognize God's Voice, Learning My True Identity in Christ, Set Free from Me, and Why God Made You. This very special 6-message collection is available in a boxed CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. They're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2, right now by going to rickwarren.org. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's rickwarren.org or 800-600-5004. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
I want to tell you what. A sharp tongue will cut your own throat. And that sarcasm will come back to haunt you. And you may feel good, and you may feel witty, and you may feel like, I got him. But what you're doing is destroying a relationship. Because you hurt people with your words. Others of you, you're not sarcastic, you're not pouters, you're manipulators. And your goal is, don't get mad, get even. And so you figure out a way to get back. It may be passive resistance. It may be doing this or that. But you figure out a way to get back and express your anger. And then, of course, there are lots of crazy behaviors. Some people get drunk. Some people have affairs. All kinds of stupid things. Anger makes you senseless. You do dumb things. In the book of Job, it says you're only hurting yourself with your anger. So what do? You don't blow your stack. That causes air pollution. You don't confess, you don't repress it, suppress it, express it. You confess it. You confess it. Now what that means is you admit it, and you not only admit it, you admit the cause. You say, I'm upset, and here's why. I'm hurting. I'm frustrated. I'm afraid. I feel threatened. And in that relationship, the more honest you can be, the more easy it is to deal with the root causes of your anger. Now notice this next verse, Proverbs 22:24. Let's read it together. Keep away from angry, short-tempered people, or you will learn to be like them. Now you know what this verse is saying? It's saying that anger is contagious. Now think that through. It is, isn't it? When people are getting angry at you and shouting in your face, isn't it easy to catch it? You know, if I got in your face and I started yelling at you, you would probably start getting angry back. Because anger is contagious. And when somebody else gets loud, you get loud too. And we see this happen all the time in families. Dad comes home, he's stressed out, and he yells at mom. Mom turns around and then just transfers it onto big brother. And says, you know, go do this. And big brother turns around, he gets angry at little sister. Little sister goes out and she kicks the dog. The dog comes in and bites the baby on the floor. The baby bites the head off the Barbie doll. And the cycle is repeated round and round and round. You know, we just pass it on. Anger is contagious. Now, what I want you to notice, though, in this verse is circle the word learn. Because the Bible says, keep away from angry, short-tempered people, or you will learn to be like them. Now, here's a very important point. How you expressed your anger is a learned behavior. It didn't just come natural. Oh, no. You learned to be a pouter. You learned to be a manipulator. You learned to be an exploder. Whether you're the mute or the martyr or the maniac, somebody modeled it for you. You may have seen it on TV. You may have seen it in college. You may have seen it from kids on the playground. You may have seen it from your parents. You may have seen it from brothers and sisters. But all those inappropriate ways of anger that you've dealt with all these years, guess what? You learned them. You learned every one of them. Now, here's the good news. Since that inappropriate anger is learned, it can be, absolutely, it can be unlearned. And you don't have to go the rest of your life being sarcastic or a pouter or a maniac or a mute or a martyr or any of those other things. You can learn to express anger appropriately. That's your choice. And not only that, God says, I'll give you the power to do it. And you can change. And if there's anything I want to say tonight, it's this. You don't have to stay the same. And maybe you grew up in a home where anger was focused on you in a very inappropriate way, and it hurt a lot. And I would say to you, you don't have to do that to your kids. You don't have to do that to your husband, your wife, or your friends. That you can change with God's help. If I'll take these steps, I resolve to control it, realize the cost, I start restraining my mouth with God's help, I reflect before reacting, and I learn to release my anger in appropriate ways, I confess it. Admit it, admit the reasons behind it. You see, anytime I lose my temper, it bothers me because I know that I'm modeling for my kids an inappropriate way of dealing with life. And we hear all the time about how people pick up things from others. You know, we hear about these copycat crimes where people have seen some kind of inappropriate behavior on TV and then they go out and do it. Well, if you can do that with television, you can certainly do it in a home and anywhere else. And television, not exactly a good place to learn how to deal with anger. It says use a gun, blow somebody away, cuss at them, flip them off, you know, tell them off. Sabotage your career or whatever. Now, let me recommend two books because we don't have time to go into all of this. Let me recommend two really good Christian, biblically based books on anger. I suggest you teach these to your children and work on them in your home as a couple or as a boyfriend or girlfriend or personally. First is called Make Anger Your Ally. Make Anger Your Ally by Neil Clark Warren. Great last name. No relation. Dr. Neil Clark Warren has probably written the authoritative guide on how to deal with anger from a biblical viewpoint. Another good one that I would suggest is called The Language of Love by Gary Smalley. And that's a good one to show how to get your point across without being cross. It's how to deal with how you feel without blowing up. The Language of Love by Gary Smalley. The sixth key to dealing with anger, the Bible says, is to return good for evil. Return good for evil. In other words, never let other people control you by choosing to react to them. Booker T. Washington once said, "I will never let another man control my life by making me hate him." When you say you make me mad, you're admitting they control me. They have the power to control my emotions. The Bible says the way you show that you're in control of a situation is by returning good for evil. Oh, it's easy to retaliate, but when you get even, you're on the same level as them. But when you respond with good, it actually puts you in a superior position. Now notice the verse here in Romans 12. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Never avenge yourselves. Leave that to God. Overcome evil with good. Now God says you got one of two choices here. He says, you know, you're going to be hurt in life. You're going to be disappointed. And people are going to do bad things to you. You can either spend all your time retaliating, trying to get even, or you can let me, God, settle the score. Because God says, vengeance is mine, I will repay. God is a just God, and he is going to settle the score for the injustice in life. Not just here, but in eternity. Now, when somebody's hurt you, who can do a better job of settling the score? You or God? Who has more resources at their disposal? You or God? Well, God does. So God says, let me handle that. Instead, I want you to respond by overcoming evil with good. It's one thing to say, yeah, manage my mouth. Right. That's like telling Rick to watch what you eat. In and of yourself, you don't have enough willpower to manage this thing. In fact, the Bible says it's uncontrollable from simply a human standpoint. That's why when you get down to the seventh key, this is the one that ties it all together, and that is request God's help. God says, I'll help you do these other six things. Resolve the control, realize the cost, restrain my mouth and reflect before reacting. He'll help you respond and return good for evil. He says, I will give you that power. There's a good verse here on your outline, Psalm 141, verse 3. Let's read it together. Lord, help me control my tongue. Help me to be careful about what I say. That'd be a good memory verse for this week, too. Help me to control my tongue and help me to be careful about how I say. How does he help? How does God help us manage our mouth and control our anger? I'll tell you how he does it. By going right to the source, right to the root, right to the cause of all of it. Notice the next verse. Whatever is in your heart determines what you say. Jesus deals with the root cause, and he says that the heart of the issue is the issue of the heart. It's not my mouth that gets me in trouble. It's my heart that gets me in trouble. It's not what I say. It's what I think that comes out. He says whatever's inside of you is going to come out. Whatever is inside of you, if it's anger, when the world puts pressure on you, that's what's going to squeeze out all over. And if you're filled with irritation, when the world puts a squeeze on you like a toothpaste bottle, irritation's going to squeeze out. What's in your heart comes out of your mouth. Now, I know I've heard people say, and you've said this, I've said it. You know, you say something, you go, I don't know what got into me. I'm not that kind of person. It's not like me to say that. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. It wouldn't be coming out of your mouth if it wasn't in your heart first. You can't clean up the well by simply painting the pump. If the water's contaminated, you got to get to the source. And the source is not even my mouth. It's my mind. It's my heart. It's what I allow inside. And my mouth just betrays what I'm really like. Jesus explained the Freudian slip long before Freud knew there was a slip. He says it comes out of the inside. And my words explain or demonstrate my heart condition. What does that mean? It means that someone with a harsh tongue is demonstrating an angry heart. And somebody with a boastful mouth, they're always bragging, is demonstrating an insecure heart. And somebody with an over-talkative mouth is demonstrating an unsettled heart. And somebody with a critical word for everybody is demonstrating a bitter heart. And somebody who has a judgmental mouth, always putting everybody else down, is demonstrating their own guilty heart. And somebody with a boasting, filthy, impure heart is going to say boasting, filthy, impure things. On the other hand, if I have encouraging words for other people, it means I've got a happy heart. And if I've got gentle words for people when they're down, instead of kicking them, it shows I got a loving heart. And if I have kind words and comforting words for people, it shows I've got a heart at peace. Because what you say shows what you're like on the inside. Now, when God changes us, He doesn't just paint the pump. He gives us a new heart. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new person inside. The old is gone, the new has come. David prayed like this. He said, create in me a clean heart, O God. God specializes in heart transplants. And all the self-help books and tapes in the world can't do that. And all the therapy in the world can't give you a new heart. Only God can do that. It's called being born again. What's that? Reincarnation? No, it just means God gives you a new attitude. He changes your mind and He changes your heart. And all of a sudden, you're not so angry anymore. Why? Because when Jesus deals with your anger, He deals with the root. And He comes and He says, you know, you're angry because you're insecure. Let me tell you how you can be secure. And He gives you His confidence and His power to replace your insecurity. And He gives you His love to replace your hurt, whether you've been abused or neglected or whatever. And He gives you His peace to replace your frustration. And when you say, God, I just can't control it, He says, that's okay, I can. Trust me.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment with a final thought. But first, so many people request copies of Rick's teaching every day for their personal audio libraries, and there are hundreds of messages that are asked for over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick put together an all-new collection of his most requested teachings. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. Now, if you've been listening to Daily Hope for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. They include Escaping the People-Pleaser Trap, How to Keep from Stressing Out, How to Recognize God's Voice, Learning My True Identity in Christ, Set Free from Me, and Why God Made You. This very special 6-message collection is available as a box CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. And they're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2, right now by going to rickwarren.org or just call 800-600-5004. That's rickwarren.org or 800-600-5004. And thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
The Bible says we can look forward with hope to the wonderful day when the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, is going to be revealed. Imagine what that day is going to be like. That's the hope we stand on. And that's our daily hope. Thanks for listening. I'd love to hear from you. You can write me, rick@rickwarren.org. And if you want to send in a financial gift to help us continue this ministry and even expand it, I would deeply appreciate it. God bless you. I love you. I'm praying for you. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.